It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 14th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Coca-Cola once fixed what wasn't broken and changed its formula. Lots of people hated it. Now Apple's new Coke moment is coming to an end. People who don't like the Apple Maps that came with the new iPhone, quite a few, can finally go back to Google Maps, which seems to do a better job getting you where you're going. But the map battles are not over. In 2004, Steve Coast founded OpenStreetMap, an outfit that creates maps from info contributed by users and makes the results available for free.
In the same way that you typically wouldn't buy an encyclopedia anymore, I mean, in the future, you typically won't pay for a map. And today you are paying for a map, but it's in indirect ways. You're viewing advertising on the map, or you're using it as part of some consumer service or something like that. But maps will be just so readily available that they won't have those kinds of ties if you don't want them to anymore.
OpenStreet encourages mapping parties where groups go out on scavenger hunts to fill in mapping data. Amid the moping over its maps, don't shed too many tears for Apple. By one calculation, the company has more than $150 billion in cash rattling around. The late Steve Jobs liked to save for a rainy day, but as this is the holiday season, what if Apple went holiday shopping? There is, for instance, persistent babble that it might want to purchase social media giant Facebook. If not, what else? Adam Leshinsky is a senior editor at Fortune.
There certainly are things that Apple could use. Although Apple is far and away the best consumer device company in the world, Apple isn't really good at the internet. They don't really understand social media. So people have speculated more about Twitter than Facebook because it's so much less expensive. But Apple also recognizes that payments are going to become extremely important going forward. So you think about a company like PayPal, or which is part of eBay, or a smaller one like Square that might be very attractive. When it does go shopping, it tends to buy companies with intellectual property or a handful of people that are really good at something, as opposed to a company that's already dominating a particular category or has revenues.
Because culture is almost everything at Apple.
They're terrified about using those billions of dollars to buy a big company that they would then have to integrate those people who aren't from the Apple culture into Apple.
So if Apple has, I don't know, $150 billion rattling around, I got an idea. It turns out if you do the math, Adam, Apple could buy a free iPad for 390 million people. There's only like 311 million in the entire United States.
Well, they've already got the United States covered, so that could be their strategy for getting into all the countries in the world where they still don't have a deep penetration.
Could revolutionize education. Just hand out a quadrillion of these.
Now, you see, you're thinking altruistically, but the way Apple would think about that was, you know, give one iPad to everybody in the rest of the world, because 9 months from now, they're going to want another one.
Adam Leshinsky, senior editor at Fortune and author of Inside Apple. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Now, take the principle of multiplayer online games and use it to get your sorry tush out of bed. The app is called Wake and Shake, and its victims can accumulate points by competing with other snoozers in a race to shut off their smartphone's alarm. Well, not just any alarm. Listen to one of the choices. The thing is, you have to shake the phone repeatedly like it's a spray paint can to turn it off. Just the way to start your day. Out of your mind. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.